Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
A daughter says she helped her father carry bodies to a well when she was a little girl. You know, father-daughter bonding time. She says he covered them in lye to make them disappear, and they would have made lutefisk. Norwegians get that. She says he allegedly killed dozens of women over decades in rural Iowa, and that she's been telling anyone who would listen, going all the way back to 2007. And there's claims that she was saying this well before then as well. Nobody has found those remains. Nobody has proven her wrong either. Donald Dean Studley died in 2013 without ever being charged. His daughter, Lucy, is still fighting, and the question at the center of all of it has never been answered. What really happened in Green Hollow? New documentary on Paramount Plus asking that question. My Killer Father is what it is called, and it is out as of today, which is the 28th, January, February, April 2026. I don't know what month we're in anymore.
Yep, April.
Yeah. Joining us to discuss, myself and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, Robin Drake, is Bob Mata, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, defense attorney and extraordinaire. You have been following this case. I'm hearing just all these noises.
It was the screaming goat. It was
Jesus Christ.
You know, if our audience could see the chaos behind the scenes before we come on with Bob, you know,
I couldn't see the camera. I was looking in the prompter, and I'm hearing weird sounds coming in my earpiece, and I'm just
listen, man. It's very apropos for what we're about to get into today, and yeah. I'm laughing so hard at the lutefisk.
I mean,
what
I thought of
it is, if you know, you know.
You know, you know. Yeah. Bob, you've been into this case, boots on the ground, for quite some time. A lot of folks are just learning about this through this documentary. Let's start here. What drew you in? Bring us on your journey of discovering the magic of Donald Studley.
Okay, there's no L. It's Studi.
Yeah, all Studi, right, I'm so sorry. Listen. Yeah, Studi, yes.
Yeah, I mean, try to remember the potential serial killer.
Yes, maybe. Yes, Studi, yes.
All right, so I'm going to prepare everybody. I'm going to prepare everybody out there. I'm going to do a lot of talking today, so just if you don't want to
go for the Bob ride. We're on the Bob happens. Ride today.
That never happens.
That never happens. All right, so here's when that Newsweek story dropped. It's really a fascinating story, and I've been waiting for 3 years to tell it. Truly. Yeah.
And so when that Newsweek article dropped, it blew my mind, and it kind of hit. And it was that story that you were talking about, T, this girl's now woman coming forward and saying that she believed that her father was a serial killer and that mm-hmm. he had killed somewhere between 50 and 70 women.
Quite a claim.
And, yeah. And I'm like, what in the what? So immediately, and I had just wrapped up my Gacy season. And okay. I was like 3 episodes into Garcia. And I hadn't even started YouTube yet.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, Allison, I'm like, we got to get this woman on the phone. So I tell Allison, we kind of concoct this idea. And I'm like, look, in her article, she's talking about helping her father dispose of the bodies, like literally that her and her siblings would in the winter, you know, use sleds to drag the bodies up to the wells. And, you know, then dad would dump them in, or if it was a wagon in the summer, whatever the case may be. So we're like, well, if she's at all concerned about criminal liability, maybe just call and leave her a message that you're a criminal defense attorney. And, you know, you're not implying that she's in any kind of trouble. But if she has any kind of questions about the potential for them to be looking at her as an accomplice, potentially, even though she was young. So at any rate, Allison leaves the message and Lucy calls her back. Mm-hmm. And from that point forward is just an incredible tale of like 16 months of like dealing with Lucy Studi and her sister, Susan.
Yeah.
And taking trips to Green Hollow and spying on the feds when they're trying to do the initial dig. The whole thing. This is going to be an amazing conversation, and it's going to be the first place that it happens because I haven't even put it out on my shit at all. And I've just got a lot to talk about.
You do,
I really went TikTok famous when I was down there the first time. And I didn't even know how to use TikTok because I'm an old man. You know, it's like I'm saying, what do I press? You know, so I'm sitting there, but in real time, I would go live and like the entire town by the second day knew me. Like, mm-hmm. so it's down there, and there's Tabor is probably the biggest town. And just to give you an idea where this area is it's right on the border of Nebraska and Iowa. Mm-hmm. So Omaha is about 30 miles away. Omaha, Council Bluffs are the two biggest cities that are closest to Tabor and Green Hollow. Green Hollow is exactly like that. If you hear about the Hollers down in Tennessee, it's this odd holler that is completely out of place in Iowa, which is as flat can be, and it's farmland. When you drive through Iowa, you have to prepare yourself mentally to get through that long flat state because there's nothing to see other than corn. That's it. Mm-hmm. So to get down to this hollow, and it was the creepiest place, man. It was like it was so weird because it's kind of like in a ravine. And it's got some croppings on both sides of it. So it's really like this enclosed area that you drive back into, and there's no way out of it once you go back in. So let's start with the story so that's how I get to start speaking with Lucy. All right.
Yeah. So the Newsweek article and her claims in that, which are pretty, I mean, 50 to 70 bodies. That's a lot of people.
Huge.
But not a lot of people seemingly looking for these people, too.
No one.
Which is very bizarre as well. But, okay, continue
and you know
on.
Me, and that's what I've been doing. You know me, I'm going stat heavy on trying to figure this out.
Oh, I know you are.
Because I'm going at it.
Yeah, and so I start having conversations with Lucy. And my first thing that I want to try to figure out is she telling the truth?
Sure.
So like in every conversation I'm having with her, I'm looking for red flags. I'm looking for inconsistencies in the stories. You know, I'm doing what I do as an attorney when I'm talking to my client and I'm saying, well, you know, this is what they're saying you did. Did you do it?
Yeah. You know, kind of poke holes. Yeah.
See? You gotta poke holes. And, you know, so I get in these really, really long, detail-oriented conversations with her trying to figure out if this thing tracks, because the thing that made me believe the story was true was the fact that the outcry started when she was a child. Mm-hmm. Had she, because we've seen recent cases of people coming up with the same type of story that my parent was a serial killer,
yeah,
and they were exposed, you know, that it was a money grab. So there was that side of it that was obviously like percolating around in my mind that this could just be a money grab.
Right.
She got somebody to bite on the story. It was Newsweek. They ran with it. So that's all going through my mind when I'm getting these into these discussions with her. So I'm trying to probe for as many details as she can remember. Now, the fact of the matter is at that point, she's 52 years old when I'm talking with her. And it's evident to me that she suffered some kind of trauma.
Sure.
You know, it's okay. Evident. She had serious trauma. What it was what we were trying to figure out. So in the meantime, like as soon as I start doing the TikToks, when she sends me down. So say, I'd say like 2 months goes by of me talking to Lucy. And you know, she's like, and I told her like right up front, I was like, I really want to do an investigative podcast in this case. Like, mm-hmm. I'm your guy. Like, just I was trying to get her to go listen to Gacy. I'm like, that's how I deep dive. That's 36 episodes. It was the deepest dive, blah, 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 blah. So she's like, you know, she's like, I really only trust the guys from Newsweek because they're the guys who finally told my story after I've been telling people for 40 years. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, so I'm like, but I'm telling you, you could trust me. You're mm-hmm. like, I'll keep everything completely confidential. I'm not going to go out. The only things I'll ever put out there are things that you tell me to put out there about your story. Mm-hmm. So I'd say it's like we're going into, I think it was the first winter, because I think I made contact with her 2 months, like for 2 months goes by. So I think that was October, November, whenever of 23, when that story dropped in Newsweek. Mm-hmm. So I get a call one morning and she tells me that people on the ground in the area in Tabor are in Thurman. Those are the two kind of like main little towns there are telling me that they're seeing like a ton of black SUVs, like just hauling down the highway and they're heading towards the property. Mm-hmm. She's like, I think they're doing the dig. I'm like, I'm on it. I said, I'm getting in the car. So I got in the car and I drove the 6 hours to Omaha, mm-hmm. you know, or right to Omaha. I had taken that drive many, many times on the Garcia case. So it was a very familiar drive for me. So I end up getting, so that day I left, packed up my car, got down there. Allison's trying to find me an Airbnb. She finds this old kind of like, it's more of a boarding house. And, you know, I just got a room in there and it was great. You know, so I got mm-hmm. there. Soon as I pull into town, you know, I decide I'm going to go to Green Hollow. You know, I'm going to drive in.
Yeah.
And as I'm heading down there, where their trailer used to be is deep, deep into the hollow. Okay. So you got to drive all the way back. There's obviously no lights back there. There's no street light, nothing. It's pitch black. And I'm driving back there. And I had been trying to contact the guy whose name is Pat Chittick, who was currently renting the trailer back there. Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't the same trailer that Don lived in and the kids lived in, but it's located about 20 yards from where that trailer used to be. So I get back there and I had been on the phone with Lucy. I'm like, I'm heading back. Like, I'm going to go see if Chittick happens to be outside, or I'm going to go knock on his door. Cause what I'm trying to do is gain access to that property so that they'll let me come on the property, because I know that there's a fence line that is separating the two properties, which would have been the Studi property. And then Sean Smith and the Smith family owns the property where the wells were actually located. Going down, I didn't understand that part of it. Because when I was reading the article, they didn't really delineate between the fact that this wasn't all the Studi property. Mm-hmm. Like in my mind, I'm reading the article and I'm like, oh, they had a ton of land. It's all farmland out there, you know, and these wells were, you know, just randomly placed out in various areas on the property, which is massive. At least mm-hmm. Sean Smith's is. So I get down there. I see somebody smoking a cigarette. I get out of my car. I'm like, hey.
I'm Bob.
I'm here to find the bodies.
Hey, how you doing? You know, so it's like a weird thing. And they're like, who are you? It's a female. I'm like, I'm Bob Mata. I'm here. I'm working with Lucy Studi. I'm like, have you heard anything about this story? She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah. She's like, I don't want to talk to you. So I get back in the car. I'm like, okay. You know, and I'm like, I'm going to leave. So I turn around, drive out, and I'm like, all right, I got to get Pat on the phone. I'm like, there was a female out there. She wasn't interested in speaking with me. It is like 10 o'clock at night. I get it. I'm going to go back first thing in the morning. So I go back to the boarding house. I check in. Before I do that, I actually go down to where Lucy tells me I have to go, which is by this eerie old graveyard that I think, right.
Like old man Jenkins is there.
That's Bob. Old man Jenkins.
So, dude, like this whole thing was so surreal, like being in this moment. It was just by myself. No,
yeah.
You know, it's like I had no partner with me. So it was like, and oddly enough, I had rented a car that morning. I had Allie bring me to the rental car place and they gave me, like, I didn't ask for it, but they gave me a white Chevy Caprice. Mm-hmm. So it looks just like a cop car.
Okay.
So, which comes into play.
Better than a Scooby-Doo van that I thought you were going to say.
Right. They gave me the magic mystery machine.
Yeah, or like a pedo van, something like that. No, nobody wants to have that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I go back to the place. We dig up Chittick's number, and I'm able to. I started messaging him actually before I call him on Facebook, and he responds. I'm like, hey, kind of tell him the whole story. I said, this is what I'm doing down here. You know, I don't want to disturb you at all. You're not going to even know I'm here. But what I'm asking is for access to your property so I can climb up on that bluff, because Lucy's telling me that the feds are just beyond that fence line, and that's where they're doing the soil samples in the well. And she just wants me to verify that they're actually doing it, mm-hmm. and to see if there's any dogs out there and to make sure that they're in the right area. Because Lucy was always claiming that they were in the wrong well, that mm-hmm. there was a dry well and there was a wet well, and that they were doing the wet well, and that's not where the bodies were. The bodies were in the dry well, meaning that they weren't actively using that well anymore. Mm-hmm. The problem with this property, the Smith's property, is when you're envisioning a well, you're probably thinking that there's either like a stone structure and a nice little handle and you're pulling a bucket up.
Yeah.
Nah, none of that shit. So, and beyond that, there wasn't even like a stone circle. These wells had all been filled in mm-hmm. over the decades because Sean Smith is a cattle rancher. Okay. Yeah. And he had cows and cattle out there. And so they didn't want the cows falling in the wells.
Sure.
So we started filling all the wells up. That created a problem in the sense that the wells were not all mapped out. Mm-hmm. So we have this issue wherein Lucy's trying to go from 45 years ago.
yeah.
That's what the digging looked like. 45 years ago, trying to go from her memory, looking for landmarks that she remembered as a child.
Yeah.
Sitting in certain places, like a fallen tree. Oh, I used to sit on this fallen tree and I'd look at this particular thing and this is it. This is the spot. So none of that has even taken place yet. Okay, so the way that it went was the feds had gone down with them. They had done a cadaver dog search. They got numerous hits on what would be the Studi property on this side of the fence line up on that bluff where I was standing. I saw the markers on there. They had put like pink ribbons on each tree where the dogs had hit. The problem with that, so I'm calling my guy who's a sniff guy who's got cadaver dogs, you know, to try to get the down.
Needs a good sniff guy.
Everybody needs a good sniff guy. If you want to try to understand the science of dog sniffing, especially in an area where it's not flat land and where there's going to be water runoff, mm-hmm. you know, where the dog is sniffing doesn't necessarily mean, and where the dog is hitting doesn't mean that's where the body is because of the water runoff over the years. I mean, the scent could have drifted down with the water as rains happen, right? And they had a massive flood in that hollow when Iowa got that massive flood, like in the late late 80s, early 90s.
Like 93, I think.
Yeah, like just a massive, massive flood. So the entire area was covered underwater. Mm-hmm. So I'm up there. So Chittick says, yes, I'm giving you access. I'm like, you're amazing, dude. So I get up there and I can see the cops out there. I could see the feds. I could see the local sheriff. They're all out there. And what they had done, the feds were like, we don't want any of you local guys out here. You guys are going to stand guard in case there's interlopers like me.
You know, yeah, Bob watch.
Right. There's more modders showing up.
Right. And in the meantime, I'm doing these TikToks. So, and again, this is like literally the first time I'm doing TikTok. I'm literally figuring it out. And as I said, I really am an old man. So it's like it. And that is very much a kid's app.
I think.
And this is in 2023, man. So I'm like sitting there trying to go live. I have a terrible signal. I don't know. So sometimes I'm recording and waiting to post when I have an internet signal. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, so I'm taking these videos. Sometimes I'm able to go live when I'm there in the moment. And, but I become like, I go viral as this story's breaking that I'm down there. But the interesting part isn't that. The interesting part is that all the cops, the local cops, were watching my TikTok. Mm-hmm. So they saw me down the night before. They saw me down driving into the hollow. They saw me at the graveyard and getting out and looking under the full moon. Like everything about it was the eeriest shit of all time.
I saw Bob turning into Teen Wolf.
Right, exactly. So, and then I see the area where, and this is again the night that night that I got down, and I could see all the heavy equipment just beyond on Sean Smith's property. I'm like, I'm not trespassing on Sean Smith's property. You know, I'm saying this on the video. I think I was live during that one. I said, I'm just going to look at it. I'm only going to try to gain access by people giving me consent to come under the property. I'm not here committing
such
crimes.
A good lawyer.
Yeah. And you know, just a good citizen, man. I'm not trying to break the law, you know? So it's like, especially on a video, cause I'm not a moron, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
Bob Mata. Amazing story of his investigative work there on this Green Hollow case. There's more to come in the interview. It's going to be dropping very soon. Press subscribe so you do not miss any of that. Wherever you're getting podcasts, hit it right now. And we will be continuing the conversation shortly. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on a GLP-1. Your appetite is changing, your cravings quiet down, and food noise is finally fading. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? How do I break through a plateau? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. The support designed to help you navigate what comes next. With trusted experts who guide you, food plans that work with your body, support to help manage side effects, plus access to GLP-1 medication. Weight Watchers Med Plus is designed to help you lose more weight. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.